Hey there, fellow citizens. Welcome back to another episode of Sustainability on the Go. Today we are diving into one of India's most pressing issues, water shortage, right here in Bangalore. I'm your host, Saurabh Gupta, environmentalist and founder of Earth 5R. So let's dive into today's podcast. Picture this, Bangalore. The busy tech hub, a city that used to be thirsty for innovation, but now it's more thirsty for water. With a population rising to 14 million people, city's demand for water is hitting the roof. And with half of it coming from a stress aquifer and the rest flowing from the distant Kaveri River, every drop of water comes with a hefty price tag for Bangalore. But here's the plot twist. Bangalore's aquifer isn't the only thing that is under pressure. The city is heating up, literally, which means that more water is evaporating just when we need it the most. And of course, climate change is definitely to be blamed. Add to it chaotic urbanization, eating up the lakes and the green spaces, and that's like cherry on the cake. With these two, you got a perfect storm building up for the city and its people. And now let's take a closer look at just how bad the water situation is in the city right now. The water crisis has gotten so severe that employees in the city's tech industry are refusing to come to work. Yes, you heard it right. The Silicon Valley of India is facing a major crisis due to rapid urbanization and population growth. There are videos circulating on social media showing residents grappling with severe water shortages, with some areas experiencing taps running out of water. And this is happening right before the general elections in the city. So imagine lining up for hours just to secure essential water supplies. And it's really a reality right now in many parts of Bangalore. And it's not just the residents that are feeling this pinch and facing this problem. The tech industry is also taking a hit. Employees are opting to work from home because there's simply not enough water in the offices. And there are so many activities that need to be done and things that depend on water, especially using the toilets. This disruption in business operations is forcing companies to rethink their setups to accommodate this new reality for Bangalore, and they are forced to accommodate remote working even if they don't like. The severity of the crisis is driving up the prices of water tankers, and some people are even turning to malls for their daily water needs and for using the toilets. So it's a wake-up call for all of us to take action and ensure a sustainable water future for cities like Bangalore and large cities of India, which are currently going through a lot of water stress. But fear not, my friends, in the middle of the chaos lies the opportunity. Bangalore's struggles are just a blueprint for action. It's a wake-up call to rethink how we can manage our water resources. It's about harvesting rainwater smarter, recycling wastewater, and reimagining our urban landscape as a living, breathing ecosystem. So there is a ripple effect. Bangalore is not alone in this battle. Cities across India are facing similar kind of challenges, and it's high time we pay attention to warnings and start charting a new course towards sustainability. Well, green spaces aren't just a luxury, they're our lifeline, and wastewater, that's not even waste, that's our untapped treasure. So what's the takeaway? Simple. The time for action is now. Bangalore's journey is a cry for change. It's a call for arms for every citizen, for policymakers, for corporations to step up and make a splash in the fight against water scarcity. Let's turn this tide into some action, one drop at a time. The situation with water in Bangalore is pretty urgent right now, especially for the companies operating here, because their business depends on people and people are not happy. People are stressed because of water problem. They're busy managing water, because of this entire water shortage. They're busy managing their needs, and water is a basic need. So these companies are large players in the city's economy. There are so many multinational operating in Bangalore, and they got a major role to play in sorting out this water mess. One thing companies and institutions across India can do right away is focus on training programs, different types of awareness programs. Like, for example, training their employees and even the local communities on how to manage water better. They can team up with schools and colleges and resident associations and different clubs like Reliance Club and different types of clubs. And Earth Fiber has a sustainability training program available at education.earthfiber.org, and we design industry specific training workshops, different types of programs and courses. So companies could kick off some serious training sessions for the employees in large cities with water stress like Mumbai, Pune, Hyderabad, Kolkata, Delhi and Chennai. And it's about getting everyone in the loop about the water crisis and giving them practical tips on how to save water. It's all about little things like fixing the leaky taps or using water saving gadgets, both at home, at the workplace, in factories and all different kind of places wherever water is being used. Companies can also team up with local experts, NGOs, and they can organize CSR workshops and events for the communities. Schools and colleges students can get involved into local action programs. They can mobilize people. They can offer different types of methods and trainings and even help in different types of water management programs. Techies can, Bangalore is full of engineers and civil engineers and architects. There is a lot that can be done with the help of community if they come together. So it's important to work like a team to solve this problem together and build awareness about the problem, because understanding and building awareness about the problem is first major step. Then only we can solve it. So hosting seminars and running awareness campaigns, street shows and different kind of programs where people can come together is very, very important. So by getting everyone involved, organizations can spread the message far and wide. And Earth Fiber has an app for that where people can use for free and mobilize. They can conduct different types of events and workshops. And this app has been awarded by Google as best app of 2023 for its impact. So companies can put their money where the need is right now and invest into smarter ways to use water. I'm talking about upgrading their systems to be more water efficient, maybe even recycling wastewater so the water can be used and less water is needed. So leading by examples is very, very important for these companies, and they can show that this is how it's done, and they should inspire some real change leading by examples. So companies can use influence to push for policy changes too, like partnering with government agencies, industry groups, other stakeholders. They can lobby for better water policies. They can also make investments in infrastructures and better CSR projects that solves the real community problem and real community issues. So to sum it up, it's time for all of us to step up and take action. By training and building awareness about water crisis, investing in some smart water solutions, and speaking of a change, we can help this fight against water crisis. And yes, every little drop we could save can make a big splash in the long run. That's wrap up for today's episode of Sustainability on the Go. Join me next time as we navigate the currents of innovation and ideas in our quest for a more sustainable future. I'm Saurabh Gupta, environmentalist and founder of Earth Fiber, signing off, reminding you that together we can make waves and ensure that every drop counts. Thank you.